another crucial contest. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This process is supposed to be a test of stamina for the candidates, but it's becoming a test of stamina for the voters. How many crucial contests can one nation stand? And even when we learn who won today, will we really know who won today? Because as Mike Huckabee said this morning on CNN,
none of the networks are using the same figures for exactly where the delegate count is.
I'll be sorry to see him go, because he's right. How do you know who's ahead when every player has their own scorekeeper? And the analysis. When I sit down each morning to read the latest political analysis, I'm in despair. It's like falling into a mosh pit. There's the TV analysis, which refers you to the internet analysis, which is followed by bloggers analyzing the analysis. And yes, it's fun at first, but pretty soon you just want to get out. But you can't, because the mud is so slippery. You know what the weirdest thing is? The weirdest thing of all is what rises to the top.
It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone in the White House and it's ringing.
The Hillary Clinton 3 a.m. phone ad. Everybody's talking about it. That's what everybody remembers. And it takes us full circle. Do you realize that? After all this talk about change, the ad everybody remembers, for better or worse, is the one that uses fear. In a campaign where everybody's trying to show how different they are from George Bush, the ad everybody remembers is the ad that George Bush himself could have run. Except, well, I'm pretty sure that he would have worn a darker pantsuit in the final shot. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.